Beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. The Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and ye shall have gladness of heart. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against a nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken. For all people will walk, every one in the name of his God, and he will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cut off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion, from henceforth, even forever. Here ends our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the Gospel of, from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Rome, chapter 15, reading from verse 4 through verse 13. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort with the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Here ends our epistle reading. A gospel reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, reading verses 21 through 36. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Here ends our gospel reading. We join in confessing our common faith in the words of the the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us and for our sins. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory, and judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead, in the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Gospel reading, Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. I'd like to read just the last verse. An angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Please be seated. New King, or that was the New King James translation I just read that from. Translates that Holy One. I know that the King James translation says that Holy Thing, and that has confused a number of different people. It's just a way that in 1611 they translated the neuter gender, and that, you know, and child is neuter too. They could have just as well said that holy child, but it was a thing. That's what they came up with. But anyway, to go ahead, this, of course, we're talking here from the conception of God's Son in human flesh, Jesus, until his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. We're talking about the pivotal point of human history. This morning, the beginning of that, the conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. "Do not be afraid, Mary," says the angel Gabriel. "You have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Mary doesn't understand. "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Obvious question. Miraculous. Miraculous miracle. Far beyond human understanding. How can a virgin conceive? And besides that, how could one person be both God and man? "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that one who is to be born will be called the Son of God." The answer of the angel being messenger of God, Gabriel. Luther, believing that God deals with men through his word, has this to say: "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son," and so on. With these words, Christ comes not only into her heart, but also into her womb, as she hears, grasps, and believes it. No one can say otherwise than that the power comes through the word. And one cannot deny the fact that she thus becomes pregnant through the word. And no one knows how it comes about. The promise of Isaiah the prophet, "A virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel," God with us. The Virgin Mary becomes pregnant through the word. And there are similarities, at least in the mind of Luther, and I think he's right, between what happens here and what happened back in the garden. Remember the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And there, God's word is the pivot point again. Satan comes and challenges God's word. "Did God really say that you shall not
eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Luther says this, "This poison of Satan she drank with her ears. She stretched out her hand to the forbidden fruit, and she ate it with her mouth. And so she sins through all her senses of soul and body." Following that, we get the promise of the Son of the Woman, who will bruise the serpent's head, and he will bruise the son's heel. The promise. And by the time of Isaiah the prophet, we get a fuller picture. A virgin will conceive, bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel, God with us, to redeem the lost and rebellious mankind. You shall call his name Jesus. That's Gabriel's message to Jesus, to her. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, will be called the Son of the Highest, the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And the angel Gabriel gave that message to Joseph, telling him, "She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Jesus, of course, is the Greek way of saying the Hebrew name that we pronounce as Joshua, or the full form, Yehoshua. And that means Yahweh, that is the name revealed to Moses at the burning bush. Yahweh, the Lord, God of the covenant, is salvation. Those Hebrew terms are combined in the name we call Jesus. There's that link between the garden and the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul ties them together this way in his letter to the Romans. "Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous." By one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Jesus, God with us, one person, both God and man. Unlike Adam, who took the false word of Satan rather than the word of the Father, the Creator, Jesus, our Lord, is salvation. Both God and man in one person carries out perfect obedience in human flesh in our behalf. In fact, in our very stead. By one man's righteous act, said Paul. The free gift came to all men, resulting in justification for life. Jesus, the Lord, is salvation. God and man, one person, gave his life on the cross as our substitute and rose to live eternally and reign over the house of Jacob forever. There's a symmetry here that pops in my mind from the proper preface that we sing each prayed each time we celebrate the sacrament of the altar from the Lenten season. That he who by a tree once overcame, that is Satan, overcame by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, likewise by a tree be overcome through Christ our Lord. The risen Christ, the other end of this pivot point in human history, told his apostles that they were to go and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name to the entire world. Shortly after that, Peter and John, by the name of Jesus, healed a crippled man. And for doing so, are called before the Sanhedrin, the very same group of people who plotted and carried out through the Roman authorities the crucifixion of Christ. And these leaders of the Jewish people want them to not do anything, no more preaching in the name of Jesus. Peter stands up before them and says, "Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Jesus, born of the Virgin. Jesus, man and God in one person. Jesus, the Lord. Jesus, the Son of the Highest. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah and the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he cometh again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
blessed is he.
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all our sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith and the life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
announcements this morning. Yes?
Just a brief council meeting after church, please.
Brief council meeting after church. Tim?
We'll have Carolyn rolling the brush downstairs. We'll begin there, and then we'll proceed over to Harwood. Harwood and the care center over there also. We'll be over there about 12 o'clock.
So we do have some places we can carol this year.
I love them, yeah.
COVID is finally passed. Anything else?
Any of the kids that would like to sing on Christmas Eve, we'll have a quick practice of the song at your church. And I just checked the temperature. It's 33 degrees. It is raining, so be very careful on the roads. To watch out for any of that blazing that may be there if you're heading home right now. It's supposed to warm up, so maybe stay for breakfast in the middle.
Good. Well, there's goodies downstairs. Should we join in the common table prayer? Come.
Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
Amen.